I am the pizza master!
That's what it felt like. I felt like I pulled the sword out of the stone. Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. I have learned something about myself that's probably taken way too long, and it's made me have some questions that I think you're possibly the only person that,
okay,
that I can ask this question to.
All right.
I found out that when I get really focused, the dog is, he's eating so loud. When I get really focused, I lose the ability to control the muscles in my face.
What do you mean?
Do you remember the audio that we had one time when the kid was like, "Daddy, why are you so angry when you cut watermelons?"
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't angry. I was focused. And apparently, okay, when I do that, my face just...
Yeah, resting bee face.
Yeah, it just drops. I've heard a lot of people over like a period
of... Don't you throw up. Did you eat too fast?
We gotta rid the dog. He's messing up my podcasting time. No. I've heard a lot of people ask me over my life, like, "Are you okay? You fine? Everything good? You seem angry." And
yeah, that's kind of the vibe you give off.
I've pinpointed it.
Why is Bob so angry?
When I get focused, I just completely lose the muscles in my face, and like everything just drops.
Yeah.
And people mistakenly think that I'm...
You got rest and be face.
Yeah, I'm upset. And I'm not. I'm focused. So my question is, whenever I have an orgasm, does that happen? I don't know. I don't see my face. And let me tell you what, if there's a moment in time...
You really want me to tell you this in front of people?
If there's a moment in time that I'm extremely focused... That's it, right? Like, I don't know. Like, is it awful? Do you just not look at me?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know that, it, like, I feel like your
My O face?
Your O face. I can't get it out. I'm so flustered. Oh, my. I was not expecting that. Your O face. That's my personal territory.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who gets to see that.
Right.
So like I don't feel comfortable telling people about it. Like it's like my secret.
You can tell me off mic if you want to tell me here.
Yeah.
But I feel
like that's it's like my secret. I don't want to tell.
I've really made myself self-conscious about it. Because
why?
Because I've started like running this stuff through my brain about me being focused and my face just, it stops.
Like we've been married for 15 years and you're just now like, "Oh my gosh, is my O face okay?"
Yeah.
What?
No, it's because I've realized that I just look different when I'm focused. And so I was sitting there thinking about it and I was like, "Oh my God, like this is a thing that's happening." And then I went, "Oh no. Do I do that? Like, does everything shut down in my face when I'm like extremely focused in the bed?" Like I heard a comedian one time talking about dogs, like when they're mating, how they just like, they're stern.
Oh, they're so serious.
And I'm like, is that me? Do I do that? And I've never thought about it before. So I never like, now you can tell me off mic, like if you don't want to talk about it here, but I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned.
I mean, I don't think you should be concerned.
I'm concerned about it.
I don't feel like there's anything to be concerned about, honestly.
Okay.
You tell me later? I think you're okay.
Okay. So I'm like, oh man, that's 15 years of her just having to look at me going, oh. Like, why
what if I was like, yeah, it's terrible. You've got to do something about it. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, that would be crushing.
Like, right? How are you even going to, like, pose a question?
Oh,
like,
my God. Bob, you look like a St. Bernard.
Oh, man. Like, oh, no pressure.
It's rough. What is wrong with me? What's wrong with me that I'm letting that eat at me? Like, it's eating at my brain. I've been thinking about it for a week.
You shouldn't.
A week? I've been torturing myself with this for a week. Oh, man. Because your mom has asked you before, like, is Bob okay? And you're like, yeah, he's fine. Because I never realized
That's just his rest in bee face.
I never realized that I do that. I just get, I get into to what I'm into, and this is how I look. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. If I start, if I start to focus or have an emotion, except for laughter, everything just goes down. Like I'm having a stroke. Like it all just drops, and I don't know how to control that. And it's like when I, my mom took me to the doctor when I was a kid. I don't talk about this before. My mom took
about
me
your rest and bee face.
No. What's wrong with your child?
I told him if he stayed like that, it'd get stuck. He didn't believe me.
No, I went to the eye doctor when I was a kid, and the doctor was like, "Your left eye is a little bit lower than your right eye." And I went, "Oh my God, what does that mean?"
What?
Yeah, and the doctor's like, "Nothing. It doesn't mean anything." Why would you tell me? Like, why would you say that to me? And now I need therapy. Like, I need therapy now because I'm walking around, my head's tilted. Because I'm like,
I
hope people don't notice, right?
I imagine everybody's probably that way, though. Like, you know, you're not perfectly symmetrical.
Right. There's lots of parts of your body that are probably not symmetrical.
You're being paranoid for no reason.
Probably.
Yeah. But it's too much.
It's tearing me
apart inside. Life is hard enough. You can't be walking around worried that your left eye is lower than your right. And yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Put on a pair of shades and go about your day.
Not noticed that I wear sunglasses all the time now?
That's it. Be like, maybe nobody will notice my crooked eyes.
That's why I wear glasses now. I'll play songs and record them and post them. I'm wearing glasses. I don't want anybody to look at my eyes. I don't want people to look at my eyeballs. It's a thing. I don't like showing my eyeballs to people. That's a for real thing that I'm having in my brain.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So like, and then on top of that, I'm like, okay, if I'm wearing the sunglasses and I'm focused, people are just like, he looks cool. Like, not angry, but he looks cool now. Yeah.
Wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm just going to start.
I'm
wearing sunglasses in the house. People probably think that. They're like, why is he wearing sunglasses? He's in a room. Like, why is he wearing sunglasses? Because I don't want people to look at my eyeballs. I don't like for people to see my eyeballs. And like at work, in my job, I have to, like, I'm a prominent figure. So, like, people are always looking at me, and I'm just like, oh, I don't like it. I don't like people seeing my eyeballs. I hate it.
I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, a lot. You have very pretty eyes. Like, you don't have anything to be worried about.
One of them float away. Like, I have that thing.
Well, you are supposed to be wearing your glasses, and they won't do that. I don't know what to tell you.
But those glasses are clear, and people can see through them. That doesn't help me mentally. It's a mental thing. I think I need to get hypnotized. I need to go see a hypnotherapist. Yeah. Like when people want to quit smoking, I need to be like, hey.
I'm curious if I could be hypnotized. I've never.
I can't be.
To my knowledge, I've never been hypnotized. But you know,
like, sure you haven't. I never took you anywhere and had you hypnotized before. Have you ever wondered? Like how I landed you. I married way above my level. And that's how we went to a comedy show one night with a hypnotist. And I was like, hey, can you make her love me?
One day somebody's going to snap their fingers. And I'm gonna be like, what's going on here?
Oh, so you heard about Gallagher?
Yeah.
Gallagher died.
That's so.
It is sad.
That's so sad.
But check this out.
We saw him on our honeymoon.
Whoa, easy. You can't do that anymore.
Can't date us like that.
No, apparently, like, he got canceled hard. I never knew this, but he's nuts. And he, because he died, I kind of looked into it a little bit. And I found out, like, a few years ago, like, he just went off the deep end.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did an interview with, what's the dude from Glow that I like so much that I can't remember his name? Mark Maron. He did an interview with Mark Maron like stormed out.
Angry?
Yeah. I'll let you hear it later. I was listening to like that, like the people with clips out there, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize he was like this. Like he had a lot of like insensitive jokes, like homophobic jokes, and like racist jokes and stuff. I think not like to a crazy extent. You know, he's a person of his time. He came up in like the 70s when we didn't know. Yeah. I was not okay, right? But yeah, he stormed. Basically, Marc Maron was like, hey, why do you do this? And like, he just flipped out. He's like, if you want to be funny, then you need to listen to me. I know about comedy. And like, went off.
Oh my goodness.
And like, I'm listening to it and I'm like, first of all.
Was it confirmed? Like, did he ever suffer from any type of like mental illness?
I didn't dig that deep, but I listened to this clip and it was enough for me to go, oh. Because to me.
Yeah, all I really know of
is his stand-up.
Is his stand-up.
And it's very clever. It's very funny. And I enjoy it. I didn't know about him as a person. And him as a person, he was, there's a lot to it. He sued his brother.
His brother?
Yeah, because him and his brother look very similar.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, I don't really know the full details, but his brother went out doing his act as him.
Oh.
Like, I think at some point it was like, he was like, yeah, go do this.
Was but it then, like under the guise of an impersonator? Was it like, I'm just going to say that I'm you?
I think so. I think it was that.
Oh, my.
I could be wrong. So people need to do their own research. Don't take my word for anything.
I'm super curious.
But I think it's sort of similar to what Tom Hanks does with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you go and buy a toy from Walmart, like the Woody toy, it's not Tom Hanks. It's his brother because they sound very similar. And I think Tom Hanks allows him to do that. And that's kind of like an income thing. And I think Gallagher did that with his brother, but then at some point was like, all right, you got to stop because I need to go on tour. And he didn't. And he ended up like suing his brother or some kind of crazy mess. Mm. But it turns out he's like, I've learned over time that comedians, for the most part, there's something wrong. Like there's a reason that you never grew up, right? There's a reason that you think these jokes are funny and you come up with this stuff. And, you know, so, I mean, yeah, it's not really a surprise, I think, to find out that he had something going on there. But yeah, it was pretty wild. It was pretty
wild.
It's pretty wild.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I find that so shocking.
I'm bummed out that I found out about it because I liked him so much. You know, I liked him a lot. And then I found this stuff out and I was like, oh, like that's rough.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that we got to see him on our honeymoon,
and it was so good. We got a picture with him.
We thought it was super special. It was super really special.
You know, people do stuff. Speaking of people doing stuff, I'm going to switch gears on you. I got a news story out of North Myrtle Beach.
Oh, my heavens. Which is
pretty close to home.
I know, but
it's pretty close to home.
It'd be crazy down there.
Yeah. This dude was breaking into this woman's house. I think it happened a little while back. And she had a heart attack and died because of this.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're holding that dude on homicide now. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
They're like, hey, because of what you did.
Yeah.
She died. She had because she was home, apparently, when he was breaking into her house. Yeah, and he's in jail. I mean, I got to follow it. I mean, I'm going to follow it to see how it plays out. But as of right now, they're holding that dude on homicide. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, I guess as a result of his actions, she died. So, yeah. Seems fair, I guess.
He's got to be upset about it. But I mean, like, you deserve it. You deserve it. Like, if you do something like that, like, man, criminals. I mean, I don't want to go down that path, but that's, I read it and I was like, yeah, 100%. Yes. Yes.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. So the boy got a hit in baseball.
My goodness.
Nobody cares but us. But
my baby got on base. My baby got on base. Oh my goodness. So Riley has been playing baseball. I think we've talked about that, right?
Yeah, it's been trying getting him into it.
It's his first experience.
Yeah. He's a bookworm. He's a little nerd.
He's a video game nerd.
Yeah.
And he wants to stay inside and play video games all day.
Just like his daddy.
And nothing else. Mm-hmm. So, but no, he did. He wanted to sign up for baseball. We didn't force him into it. He asked. And he has enjoyed it. But he's gone like the whole season up until now without a base hit during a game. And it's really been killing his poor little self-confidence. Like, it's so sad when these kids strike out, man. They strike out and they're walking back to the dugout and their little shoulders are slumped over and they're dragging their bat. And like sometimes there's just tears coming down. They're like, I'm the worst player ever. I don't ever want to play baseball again. It's heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking. And he hadn't gotten a base hit. And so it was eating at his confidence.
Yeah. So he gets up there. And he's got a good stance now. He's like, his elbows up. He's ready to swing.
Me and him had gone out in the backyard before we left to go to the game for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And just, we worked on hitting and catching and hitting and catching.
Yeah.
Doing some different stuff. But I guess it worked.
The ball is pitched. It comes in. And I think he was getting ready to swing real hard. And then he realized like halfway through, like, oh, it's not a good pitch. But he didn't want to strike, so he slows down the bat.
He like bunted like a professional.
Yeah. The ball went
like... It was weird.
The ball went like 2 feet.
It said bloop. And it just like rolled a few inches.
And these 8-year-olds didn't know
everybody,
how to treat it.
Everybody just kind of paused.
Including and him. He looked down and then all of a sudden you hear like, run!
It was me. Was it you? I realized that it was inbounds and I said, run, Riley, run.
And he ran and he was so excited about it. The next time he went up to bat, he struck out.
He didn't care though.
No.
He was so excited that he got on base.
I got it last time.
He was like, ah, it's all right. You know, you strike out sometimes.
Man, we went to...
I knew it was just one hit. I was like, God, he just needs one hit because
bump that
a couple
up.
Games ago, he got like a piece of one and it was foul. That was all. He ended up striking out. But, you know, I met him over at the dugout and I was like, hey, I was like, at least you got a piece of one. And he goes, I didn't get a piece of it. I got the whole ball.
The whole thing. Just went out of bounds. I got the whole thing.
He's like, I got the whole ball. And I was like, oh, well.
Okay. Okay.
All right, then.
You got it.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, if he ever gets a freaking hit and gets on base, he's going to be like, I'm the king of the world.
Man, you know, I really, this is going to sound like I'm just like hating on myself, but something else happened. We went to a birthday party the other day. Riley and Reagan got invited to a birthday party, and there were some kids there from the baseball team, and it was really cool. The whole party was put together. Nice.
It was so awesome.
I consider myself, even though I'm overweight, I'm a fat guy. I consider myself to be athletic. Like my hand eye coordination is good. I play sports. Like I feel good about it. I like playing sports. I like it a lot. And there were some adults at the party and they were throwing a football. And when it came out, I was like, oh, I'm going to go out there and play football.
So but why didn't you?
I'll tell you why. I think it was, whose birthday party was it?
Oliver.
I think it was Oliver's dad. Oliver's dad starts throwing this football, and I went, oh, he's legit.
Their older son plays football at one of the high schools.
Oh, South. Is it like running the family, like the sports thing? Dude.
Yeah, I know their boys, both of their boys play. So, lots of sports.
I can throw a football. I got a nice spiral. It's good. I can throw a football. But this man was throwing the football, and not only was it a nice tight spiral, but he was throwing it far.
Oh, yeah. I saw them.
The distance he was throwing the ball, I was like, I would have to like try really hard to even get close to that. And he's just like he's playing catch. He's whoa, throwing it through the air. So like I sat there and I was like, I can't go out there and play.
Oh,
like this is nuts the way this dude's playing. So I need to start. I'm going to start lifting weights. I got to make my arms strong.
All the kids, they organize a game of kickball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I encourage all three of our kids to go play. And Reagan's sitting there and she goes, well, all I know is I don't know what to do.
You've never played before.
I was like, super easy. Just kick it and run.
Yeah, kick the ball and run real fast.
Kick it and run.
Oh, man. It was nice to see Reese out there playing.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't know what to do either. But that's okay. Kids, it's so... Man, I would love to be a kid again with my experience and knowledge, it'd be a completely different
life. I was a super, just painfully, awkwardly shy kid.
Me too.
And it got a little bit better when I got to like high school, but I was still, oh my gosh, if I could go back and redo all my school years with not being that shy.
Because you're super outgoing now.
It's crazy how not different. Shy I am now compared to back then. It's night and day. It's like I'm a different person. And so, yeah, I'm like, if I could just have a piece of that, because all the things I was so scared of back then, I'm like, psh, whatever.
You learn with age that sometimes it just doesn't matter.
I've spent my entire life being an outcast pretty much. I was so like, even that's like cliche. I'm an outcast. I'm a loner. No, I wasn't a popular kid. I was awkward. I was overweight most of my childhood. I was not very outgoing. I was not athletic in the least bit.
You're still kind of not athletic.
I'm not. It's okay. But I embrace who I am now. Back mm-hmm. then, I didn't. I was like, why can't I be like everybody else? But now I'm like, I'm not like everybody else. And it's okay because I'm me. And there's other people out there that might want to be like me.
I knew from an early age that I was different than most people. Because I liked things that a lot of the other kids didn't like. I knew it. I was watching comedy movies that other kids weren't watching. You know, like when I was a kid, I was watching Airplane. And that's like an adult thing. You know what I mean? Like most kids were like, what are you watching? Like I was watching old school comedy.
Also,
stuff.
Though, I think some of that is you were allowed to watch a lot of movies that other children weren't allowed to watch.
That's very true. That's a good
thing. I ain't trying to hate on parents, but I know there were movies that you watched.
There were
at a young age that the rating other children would not have been able to watch.
One thing that happened in my family growing up when we watch movies, like this was a thing. They'd be like, oh, cover your eyes. Because we'd watch something that was like, you know, like naked people. And as a parent, I'm like, there's not a movie that I would even like let my kids watch that there would be a naked person in.
Right.
You know, my parents did it. And honestly, I'm glad they did. Cause it, you know, kind of shaped me somewhat into the person that I am for sure. But, that's definitely a thing. We talked about this. You and I talked about this not too long ago, not on the podcast. But one of the memories I have of experiencing something new that completely changed the trajectory of my personality, there was this kid. His name was Kevin. I can't remember what his last name was. But he came over to my house. We were hanging out a bunch. And he's like, hey, you got to listen to this CD. And we put it on. It was the first time that I ever heard Weird Al Yankovic. And I fell in love. I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I was like, what is this? And he explained it to me and like what, you know, Weird Al Yankovic did. And I was like, is there more of this? And he goes, yeah, there's a lot more. And he came over to my house with like 7 CDs and he just let me borrow them because we didn't have the internet. Like I couldn't look it up on mm-hmm. YouTube. So dude like rode his bicycle like 3 miles away and then back. Like that was a friend, right? Like that's a friend. And he gives me these CDs and my poor parents.
If he rode his bike 3 miles one way.
Yeah.
Oh,
it probably wasn't that far in real life. It was like,
that's a
like,
long way to ride probably, your bike as a no, child.
It's not. I don't think so.
3 miles?
I don't know.
One in one direction?
I used to ride my
that's
bike.
That's 6 miles round trip.
I used to ride my bike to high school. And we lived on.
How many miles is that?
Was it Bluff? Yeah. You know where Bluff is, right? Where old Skipper stories.
Yeah. How many miles is that, Dina?
It's probably like 5 miles. It's a long way. And I rode it every day to school. Not every day. I think this went on for a couple months. And then I was like, this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore. But I did it. I used to ride my bike all over the place. I did it a lot. And as a fat kid, I look back and I'm like, that's pretty impressive. But it wasn't because I wasn't fat because I was lazy, though. Like, I was fat just because I love pizza and ice cream. And I would just eat way too much of it. I was still a pretty active person. I did a lot of stuff. But yeah, my parents, I must have tortured them for at least a month or two. Because when I find something I like to listen to, yeah. I will play it over and over and over again. You and I were watching YouTube the other night, and we came across this guy. This is like an old dude, and he sang the I'll Follow You Into the Dark song by Death Cab for Cutie. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot how much I liked that song. So I put it on my phone, and I bet I've listened to it 30 times in the past couple of days. I'm like a child.
It's a pretty song.
It is I swear, like, what's my mentality issue that I can take a song or a movie and just watch it over and over again or listen to it over and over again? Because kids do that. Most of the time, it's not adults, right?
Yeah. I remember as a kid watching, like, Disney movies on VHS, of course. And I know we had this one, oh my gosh, VHS player? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Tape player?
Yeah, video machine. We're called video machine. I don't know what it's called.
What did we call it back then? I don't remember. VHS.
I think we just called it the, I don't know.
What did we call it? Like, because now, you know, you go, oh, go put the movie in the DVD player. Or what did we call it? The tape player? Put it in the tape player? That sounds, I don't think as a kid I was calling it a VHS player. I don't remember, though. Isn't that
VCR.
VCR. Thank you.
Good God almighty. It's been a long time.
Oh, my God. I feel so dumb right now. Yeah, VCR. I was like, what did we call it?
What is VCR? Video cassette recorder?
That sounds right.
That sounds good. We'll go with that.
I can't believe
it. But it's the VCR.
I couldn't remember VCR.
There's probably people screaming at their car stereos right now.
Like, there was a name we called it. What was it?
It was a VCR.
So, I remember we had one that when the tape would get to the very, very, very end, you know, after all the credits, all the stuff, it would automatically rewind. It was fancy. That was a fancy feature.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Disney movies and just letting it play. I mean, the credits. You know the credits that will play through like 15 more songs?
And you'd let it rewind and play it again?
And I would watch all the credits and listen to the songs and then just let it rewind and then watch it all over again. Because as a child, you just have that kind of time on your hands.
What are the movies that you can think of that as a kid you watched a whole lot?
Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, and Aladdin, sure.
I watched Lion King so many times.
Like a lot of the... Oh my gosh, what was it called? The Great Mouse Detective? We watched that. Yeah. We watched that one a lot.
Your movie list is probably
a little
different
than mine. The mouse that was like, he was supposed to be like Sherlock Holmes.
I don't think I've ever seen that whole thing.
Oh my gosh. I think you would like it.
Yeah. I'll watch it with you.
We need to check and see. I bet it's on like Disney Plus.
So as a kid, I can name movies that like I watched repeatedly. Naked Gun was one of them.
Oh my gosh. Like, how old? How old are you talking?
I don't know. 8, 9.
That 10, is not appropriate.
Naked Gun, I watched a whole lot. Airplane.
So I was watching Disney princesses and you're like, I'm watching crude comedy every
day. Yeah. Cool World. I watched that
again. Appropriate for a child.
That's fine. It's good. I turned out okay.
I don't know. That's debatable.
I love my parents.
That
is
debatable.
I'm glad.
I mean, you do have people asking all the time, what's wrong with Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, tell me again how fine it is.
No, it's great.
It's fine.
It's great. Richard Pryor stand up.
Oh my God.
I watched a whole lot
That's
as a kid.
Definitely not okay for children.
Oh no, it's so good. Eddie Murphy, Delirious, the ice cream thing. Oh, it's so good. I watched a lot. I watched The Lion King a whole lot. I watched Little Mermaid a whole lot.
You needed more Disney VHSs in your house.
Batman. I watched Tim Burton's Batman a whole lot. I don't know almost all the words to that entire movie. I watched that one a whole lot. What about TV shows? Like, what was your kid TV show that you remember?
Okay. Cartoon-wise, like as a younger kid, was dominated by Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo was my favorite. Scooby-Doo was my imaginary friend for a point in time. And I remember, I mean, vividly, I remember this clearly whenever I was a really young child, there were payphones everywhere. So you would go to the grocery store, or, you know, the pharmacy, whatever. I don't know. There was a payphone out front, and I would always have to stop and call Scooby-Doo and let him know where I was at.
Like in the...
When we got to the grocery store, yeah. Like, we'd get out the car, we'd be walking up the sidewalk, and I'm like...
You remember doing this?
Yes, I remember it so clear, because I did it all the time. You can ask my mom.
In your mind, did he talk back to you?
Yes, he was my imaginary friend. For like, real,
you had an imaginary friend?
Yes.
That's a real thing.
Yes, I was probably about four.
It wasn't just a game. Like, you were like, this is
like,
my
I
friend.
I talked to him on the phone.
Oh, that is something
like,
else.
Scooby, I'm at the store, but we're going to be here just a little bit, and then we're going to be coming home. So I'll see you soon. And then I would pretend to take him for walks.
Man.
I remember getting my grandma in on it. I remember making my grandma pretend to pet Scooby-Doo because I was taking him on a walk.
Whew.
Like, okay. I remember this clearly. So yeah, Scooby-Doo was a big one. I also really loved the Flintstones and the Jetsons because they would come on back to back.
I like the Flintstones. I like the Jetsons.
And of course, all the Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes was probably more for me than the other ones. I love that.
It's
dumb comedy. So I related to it on some weird, strange level. I liked it a lot.
But you know what? This was probably the closest I got to watching stuff that was not age appropriate. I remember being, I don't know how young.
Tell me what you think is inappropriate.
I was not like four. I was a little older than that, but Married with Children.
You thought that was inappropriate?
I mean, for like elementary school age.
No, it was great. I watched that all the time. I forgot about it. That's probably a staple. I watched that one a lot.
I remember
Married with Children, Third Rock from the Sun. I watched that as a kid a whole lot.
Well, that's Third Rock from the Sun, I feel like, is not as inappropriate as Married with Children. Married with Children is much more crude.
My memory is that they're both equally.
Al Bundy talked so horrible to his wife.
He did.
All the time.
Yep. Yeah. Had his hands down his pants. I remember, but I don't know. To me, there wasn't a...
It's fine. Yeah, of course. You were watching Naked Gun at 8. So, of course, you know, Married with Children is fine.
That's mild. As an adult, the one movie that I look back at and I go, oh my God, was that Natural Born Killers with Woody Harrelson? Mm-hmm. And when did that come out? Like 92 or something? 93, which means I watched it when I was like 9 or 10.
That's crazy.
I loved it.
Our kids are 8.
I would
so
not.
So you think next year you're ready to let them watch Natural Born Killers?
Oh my God, no.
Reagan can't even handle Jurassic Park. It scares the crap out of her.
Man,
dinosaurs. And she knows, like,
Freddy Krueger, Jason, like all that stuff when I was young. Like, oh, I loved it.
I saw Freddy Krueger when I was very young, actually.
How young you
think? Not because my parents let me. I think I was like 6. We had a babysitter one night. It was my mom's friend. And
you were 6.
She let me watch that movie.
That's tough.
But I had nightmares.
That's tough.
Like for weeks every night. And so I don't even know. How many of those movies are there?
All of them.
There's I don't even lot. Know. I never watched
like
any of the other ones because I was like so traumatized.
Three, four, you better lie. I remember. Oh my God. So you and I are different people in a big bad way. Cause I feel confident that at 6 or 7 I could have watched Freddy Krueger and been fine. I'm pretty sure I did actually.
But that's not traumatized me.
I'm sure that messed with you pretty hard.
I remember something about some fingers in a blender, I think.
Yeah.
And that one gave me nightmares.
There's really only two scenes in all the Freddy movies that kind of like mess with me a little bit. I don't remember which one it was. But
did the fingers in a blender mess with you? No.
Fine.
That one stands out.
I've got a really bad one that I watched as a kid that I'm like, that's tough.
Like that was over 30 years ago and I'm still like, whew.
I've got one that I don't even know if I want to talk about. Like it's so bad. But there was a kid, it was teenagers, I think. They were and this one teenager was like eating chips. and he pulls a chip out. There's like a roach on it, and he like eats it. Like, I remember that. I was like, oh, to this day, as a 37-year-old, like if I go to eat some chips, I look in the bag first to make sure there's no bugs in it because of that movie. And then the scene with Johnny Depp when he goes inside of the waterbed. If I lay on a waterbed, it freaks me out. I'm like, I don't.
My parents had a waterbed whenever.
There's nothing comfortable about it. I don't care what anybody.
I think like it's so hard. As a child, I had a hard time getting off of it. And could you imagine like being our age now with all of our body aches trying to get off of a waterbed?
No, and you keep it inside of a really hard like. Firm setting, like you roll over and hit the edge of that wooden frame. It's miserable.
They had these pads that went down. It kind of went down on the edge because it was like a big wooden box.
Right. I think people lie about waterbeds the same way they lie about like white water rafting. Like people spend all the money, so they try to justify. This is so great. It, but nobody likes it. Like, if there's 100 people that own a waterbed, there's, like, 3 or 4 people that really like it. And everybody else is like, shit.
Are they still a thing? No. Are waterbeds still a thing? I haven't heard of anybody having a waterbed in a long time.
Can you buy a waterbed
now? I don't know if... My phone's going dead. I totally want to look it up. Oh, is my phone dead? It's at 1. Look, it's at 1.
You got it.
I need to go find a charger. Let me go put my phone on charger real quick.
Where can I buy a waterbed?
I kind of want to try, like, it's been so many
years.
There's
a waterbed superstore.
I want to just go there and just lie down on a waterbed again because it's been years.
Oh, my God.
But I just remember feeling like a turtle trying to get up off of its back. Wait.
They're different now. Look at this. Those are not
the
same kind
of waterbeds. Well, I'm sure the technology has advanced a little bit in 30 years.
It's like a real mattress with water in it. It's like the water beds that I knew.
Tubes or?
Yeah, the water beds that I knew of, it was a big like bag.
Yeah.
And it was just when you moved, the whole thing moved.
So I remember they had a water bed and then like it got a leak in it. And so they had to replace the mattress or whatever you call it.
I don't know what it is. It's a sack.
So.
It's like that thing you jump on in a lake.
The newer one they got, it had like a sponge in it, basically, to make it not so sloshy.
Yeah, because you shouldn't be sleeping on it. You should just get a regular mattress. That's why. Like, people hate this.
Waterbeds have to be really bad for your back, right?
They got to be, yeah.
There's no way they're good for your back.
No.
Let me go put my phone on charger. Sorry. It's at 1. I got charger. You made a comment to me earlier.
Oh, God.
About my hair. You were looking at my hair. Like, you were looking at the top of my head. I could tell.
Oh, because I was bummed out, man.
Like, instead of at my face. And I was like, what are you looking at?
I was sad about your hair.
And you said something. My hair dye came in the mail today.
Yeah, I saw you get it. I saw you get your hair dye out of the mailbox and it made me sad.
And I was like, why? Because my roots are gnarly right now.
Yeah.
So, you want to tell me about that?
Well, I mean, are you okay with me telling you about it?
Yeah.
Like on the podcast?
Are you ready for me to be a silver fox?
So you got some gray hairs coming in.
So, okay, premature gray runs in my mom's side of the family.
Is it premature? You're almost 40. Is it premature?
But I've been getting gray hairs for a long time. So by now,
I'm 55, but I got premature gray hairs coming in.
I'm only 39. If I didn't color my hair, I think at least up top it would be like a predominantly gray up here. And I've decided whenever I decide to like I'm just done coloring my hair, I'm just gonna go straight silver fox. It's gonna be
instant.
It's not gonna be like
I'm down.
Gradual.
I'm just gonna go
one day. I'm just like
look at me in my eyeballs. You're the person that I'm okay looking at my eyeballs. Look at them. Both of them. I got them focused on you. They're not floating away. Look
even
at me.
Even the left one that's a little bit lower.
Is it down lower right now?
No, I can't tell at all.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm for it. Whenever you're ready to stop dyeing your hair, I'm for it.
Ashley's mom has the prettiest hair. She has her hair. It's just the prettiest white. And she like has fairy hair in it. Or the last time I saw her, she had fairy hair. And it was so, it was like the silver, the whatever. And anyway, so I'm It's going to be like cold turkey. I'm going to be like, all right, I'm done dying this mess.
No.
And it's going to be straight silver fox, man.
You know me. Just overnight. I'm not the I would never look at you and go, I want you to change your look or do this thing different. Like, you be you. Like, that's,
I'm not ready to take that step yet.
I love you for who you are. But I'm also happy with how my brain and the way that I'm attracted to you, like, changes. Like, I'm good with it. Like the, like that, the dude that's,
we both just scooch stuff in our chair at the same time. That's funny.
Right. The guy that's moving into the neighborhood that, like,
the sex offender.
Yeah. That guy, like, that's weird.
Oh, I straight up have told our kids, I've drove by and pointed, hey kids, you see this house right here? A sex offender is about to move in there.
Don't go there.
And no, I didn't say a sex offender. I said bad guy, because they don't know what sex is. An offender. He's just an offender. That's all I need to know.
He's a monster.
I was like, a bad guy is moving in this house right here. You see this house? You see it? You don't ever go there. You see him? I showed them a picture of his mugshot. I was like, don't you ever go near him. If you see him walking down the street, don't you go near him. You don't got to talk to him. You don't got to say anything. You just stay away.
Listen to this. You know I'm really bad with numbers and names and stuff. I know his address.
Oh, I know his address too.
It's 2285.
The kids know his address too, because the more knowledge is power. Stay away from 2285, kids.
So the point is, I know people have their own thing, right? People are whatever, you know, people have their fetishes. Some people like feet.
We just totally went off on a tangent about a sex offender moving in our neighborhood.
We're not going on a tangent. I know where I'm going with this.
With no context.
I know, no, we got context. I don't
care. A sex offender's moving in our neighborhood.
Yeah, we don't like it. We
don't like it, yeah.
We're parents and it's freaking us out. But here's the thing. I don't get it. In my mind,
the charges have something to do with minors.
That's, yeah, he's like 40 years old, right? And so to me, that doesn't make sense. Right?
When I don't care what it was. It was a minor.
When I was 18,
my children are not going near you.
When I was 18, I liked 18-year-old girls. But I'm not 18 anymore. And I don't like 18-year-old girls. Like, it's just not a thing. So, yeah, I'm 37 years old. And when you come walking up the driveway and you got some gray coming in, I'm like, like, that's my lady.
Oh, yeah. I'm into it. She got some life.
My sexual attraction to you is growing old just like you are. Like, I mean, like, I hate to put it out there. Like, well, that's, babe, the way it is. I mean,
you know, we're doing this thing together.
I'm happy about it, because, I mean, like, thank God.
We've been married long enough now. We've been married 15 years.
It's been a long
time. Heck yes, I'm going to toot my horn. 15 years staying married. And
there's a lot of people that
ain't divorced or killed each other yet. I mean, that is an accomplishment.
Yeah. When I've learned over 15 years what not to do. whoa, don't push that button. I pushed that button once when I was 27. It didn't work out well. Don't push that button.
You learn things in 15 years.
You learn not to die on every hill. Like, that's the trip. Like, this ain't even worth it. It's fine. This is fine. It's okay. Because we're all crazy. We all have our own
hills. I don't even remember what we're talking about.
We were talking about you dyeing your hair. And I like the gray roots. Like, I like it. I don't know.
Thanks.
I like it.
I appreciate you saying that. Because I was so...
What about me? Does all the gray hair in my beard, do you not like it? Do you want me to dye my beard?
No.
Okay, good. Because I wouldn't.
No, No. That's... Yeah.
I need you to cut my hair, though.
Yeah, you do need.
You want to do that tonight?
No, not tonight.
Oh, are you tired? It's only like...
It's like 10 o'clock.
It takes you like 15 minutes to cut my hair.
I know, but do you know how many things I've already done today by 10 o'clock? So look,
you want to keep dyeing your... You want to keep dyeing your hair, right?
Yeah, for now.
So you got the box in today. Why don't you go do it, and then while it's...
Because I have styling products in my hair, and I already washed my hair today, so I
While it's again, like doing the thing where you got to leave it in there for 30 minutes...
I'm not dyeing my hair at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, but you could cut my hair.
But I don't it looks want bad. To.
Look how I got so much hair on the side of my
head. Waited till right now to ask me?
We're talking about hair.
We are talking about hair.
What do you want from me? We're talking about hair, and my hair is getting long on the sides.
The kids want you to get fairy hair in your beard.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a shit what they want. I'm not putting fairy hair in my beard.
They've mentioned it a few times.
I already look weird enough. Like, I've got a career that I can think about.
I think I want to try my hand out at fairy hair. Reagan's gotten it twice now, and it's so pretty.
When you do that, you can't.
What color should I get?
I don't know. Pink.
That sounds like hot pink. Yeah. Reagan got the lady that we saw.
Keep the gray streak in while you got it. I don't want you to look younger.
She had like a light pink, and I think that's what Reagan got. But then she had like a hot pink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I would want to get either the hot pink or the red. I think because my hair's so dark.
Do you remember when I used to bleach my hair? Oh, it was awful. Awful.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, you know what we should talk about?
I bleached my hair one time because I was dying it red. I wanted fire engine red hair. It turned out more of pinkish. But anyway, I had to bleach it first. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror for the first time after I washed it out. And I was like, oh, this is why you were not a blonde. Yeah. It was bad.
The truth
it was not
if
good.
If you were a blonde, we wouldn't be married.
I could not pull off. No, I couldn't pull off blonde. I couldn't do it.
Black hair and pale skin. That's where it is for me. Love it. You've been perfect.
Well, thanks, the whole time, babe. I've known
you. The whole time.
I realized that I've been using the exact same hair color because it's like a subscription thing.
Yeah.
That sounds so bougie. I'm like, it's a subscription. It comes
no, everything's
right
a,
in my
it's not bougie. Everything's a subscription.
But I realized because I was just looking at my
subscription
account thing the other day to see, when my next shipment was. And I have been using the same exact hair color since 2018.
That's fine. That's not that long ago.
But I really like it. And I was like, man, I haven't changed my hair color at all in 4 years. But I'm like, I
like it.
I like this one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want you to stop dyeing your hair. I'm just telling you, I can see the gray roots. And there's something I like it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's just, it's who you are. I see a part of you coming out. And I feel like I'm lucky mentally that my attraction is changing with the times. Like, I think that's really good.
But isn't that how it should be?
In my mind, I'm like, yeah, that's how it should be. That dude down the street, he's not doing the right thing.
I feel like if your taste, as far as what you find attractive doesn't kind of age with you at least a little bit. I'm not saying it has to age at the same rate. I whatever. Everybody's different. But if it doesn't age with you at least a little bit,
could you imagine?
That's a problem. That's when it becomes a problem.
Or being in a relationship with someone that was 15 years younger, the conversations must just be terrible. It's got to be. The difference isn't just social media and what people younger are into. It's just a different, it's nothing I'm against.
I know. I'm starting to get
thing.
To the age now where I'm feeling pretty out of touch with the the younger crowd. I guess I've been around the block that many times now.
One of my favorite things to do is we watch Ridiculousness, and they'll have famous people on the show, and I'm like, I have no idea this is. So I have to pause
Oh my gosh.
And then I search, and I'm like, who is this person?
Or every so often, I'll go on Apple and just look for some new music. What came out this week?
I have no idea.
And I'm like, I don't know any of these people. I don't know where to start. Okay, let's hit play. I don't know.
There's a rapper called, I think his name might be Takeoff or something like that.
The one that just died?
Yeah. And it's huge news. And I'm like, who is that? I had no idea who it was. I didn't have a clue. I'm in my own little world listening to music from 2005.
Yeah. You know what really hit me? Not long ago, we watched, what was the name? The documentary on Netflix about Woodstock 99.
Yeah. That was tough.
What was it called?
I think it was called Woodstock. Maybe.
I don't think I can't. No. It was called something different, I think.
What? Tell me the story. I'll look it up.
Anyway. So 1999, we were in high school. So to me, I look at that point in time as,
it's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think everybody, for the most part, you look back on when you were growing up, your teenage years, young adult years, as those were the good times.
It was called Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. I knew it was something different.
It was called Trainwreck Woodstock 99.
So we were watching that.
Shout out to Rusty for telling us about it because it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if it wasn't for him, I don't know that I would have found it. Yeah. So 1999, that was 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, it didn't seem like it was that long. And, you know, 99, I'm like, I was in high school. It was the good old days. And watching it now, like just seeing how people dressed and the music that was popular, I'm like, wow, yeah, things have changed. And yeah, watching that, I was like, I feel old. I really do.
Things are progressively different
than, oh my gosh,
than what it was in 1999, like in leaps and bounds.
Well,
it's a different world.
It's like you just don't realize sometimes how much just everything changes.
You know, one of the things that always surprises me is like, well, like we watched, you know, that documentary, or we're like, we'll watch whatever about the 90s. And then I go, oh, I don't remember that being bad. Like they'll say some stuff and I'm like, oh, it didn't even occur to me that that was wrong, you know, because, I mean, it was a different time.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, I mean, I think no matter what time period, you can look back every decade, every century, every generation, and yeah, the things that are socially acceptable change.
There's some people that don't change, though. You hear about the woman in Oregon. She was like 75 years old. She was being chased by the cops, doing like 112 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. No,
they
I
had
didn't.
To throw out like spikes and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
They had to work hard to get this lady.
Like, oh,
work hard.
Oh, my gosh.
There's been a lot of old people recently that have been in the news. They're like, oh, she's turning 112. Like, what's your secret? And a lot of old people are like, I have a drink every day. Like, I'm starting to see, like, these older people that are saying what they've done. Mm-hmm. Like, and it, a lot
there
of
There was one of them I saw, and she said, what was it? She drank Dr. Pepper and ate bacon or something every day.
Yeah. I mean, like,
and I was like, that. I hear you, girl. I think I hear you.
It's more of these people are doing things that kind of just relax them. Like, the stress didn't take them out.
Yeah.
The stress has taken everybody out.
So, I don't know if it's, like, weird or morbid.
Probably.
I really don't know how other people... I don't know where my gauge is on this, but I delved a little heavy...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Into like obituaries.
Yeah.
Recently. I don't know why it was like this really morbid fascination.
Rocco, come here.
just reading the obituaries.
Stop eating food.
And I'm like, as I'm reading it, I'm like, this is weird, right? This is, and it's not like I'm enjoying like, ha ha, look at you, sucker.
No, it's.
Look at you dead.
It's.
Look
it's,
at your dead ass. Like, it's, I don't know. Why do I enjoy looking at the obituaries?
No, I don't think you enjoy
it. I don't think enjoy is the right word.
I think it's like...
It's more of like a fascination.
In your mind, you're like, oh, I remember... Because you were looking for people that you kind of grew up with.
What started out as like looking at people I went to high school with that died, or like people that went to my school that died. And then it's just been
it's
like...
crazy because you know it's coming. You know it's coming for us.
Well, like you can skim through the local obituaries.
Yeah.
And I mean... I've lived in this area. We've lived in this county pretty much our entire lives, almost.
Since I was like two.
So if you look at obituaries from the last couple months,
you know people.
Like, and that's what happened. Like, I would just find, oh man,
I
remember him. Oh my gosh.
Wow, this is crazy. No, I don't think that you enjoy it. I think it's one of those things like, I don't like, you just, it's real. It's real. Like you can look at the time when you and I remember, you know, think the 90s, early 2000s, like that was our world. Everything, we seemed like we were going to live forever. And now you look back, like,
yeah. Do you think that's the fascination with obituaries? Like that's the great equalizer?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We're all going to die.
I'm into it. I like looking at mugshots every day.
I hate it when it's a young person.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's terrible.
That's always rough.
Like you, like
when then like obituaries don't always be saying how people died, and so like a lot of times this is a young person, you're gonna go, well, what happened? What in the world? Old people, you don't really question it.
It's like, oh, another old person died.
Like, you know, if they're 95, you're like,
you don't even ask. Like, if a person dies,
you don't ask how they die.
I get it.
But if somebody was 24,
you're 95, your arm probably fell off.
Like if you're in, yeah, if you're a young, you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, was it an accident? Were they sick? You know, like, yeah. I don't know. I want to know. Is that weird? Mm. It is. I probably shouldn't be talking about it. People are going to be like, you should probably keep that to yourself.
I spent a lot of my life keeping things to myself, and I'm trying to get out of that.
Surely now. There's somebody else out there. Do we still have that voicemail number? Actually, call if look, if you like looking at obituaries, can you please call me and let me know? Please let me know that I'm not alone.
No. Listen, if any listeners, if any of you guys are really into it, I don't
I want to know.
No, people were into it. I don't know that I want to send me.
No, freaky.
Because here's the problem. You're going to end up inviting someone that's really into it that we don't want to communicate with. Like, that's what's going to happen.
You think I'm just going to have, like, obituary conversations?
No, I'm just scared that some people
Need to know that I'm not alone here, Bob.
You're not alone. I was fascinated by the stuff you were telling me. I'm just saying every now and then there's going to be people who are into it that are into it for the wrong reason. And I don't want them messaging us. Right?
You know, that's...
No, you can't. You got to be careful when you're speaking.
Well, you run that risk.
Mass populations. And
there's pizza. There's people that are into pizza for the wrong reason. You know, like get freaky with it. I don't know. Like it. How do you know? You can't live your life that way.
How did you put that together?
I don't know.
People get freaky with pizza. What's
that? People like feet.
People do like feet. That's the one we always have to go back to.
It doesn't matter what. You can come up with just about anything, and
speaking,
I feel like I'm talking like an expert, like I know about all the freaky stuff out there and freaky land.
Can that be the title of this episode? Freaky land? Can we do that?
I use the internet.
Yeah. You got a program for that. That's great.
I use my browser.
Speaking of pizza and going back in time.
Oh, man.
I got a job, and we'll talk about it in just a second. Patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show.
If you want to know where Bob's top secret job is, it's going to cost you.
No, it's not. But I don't.
Open
I don't,
up your wallet.
I don't want to continue having a second job, so go to patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show and help support this show so I can stop working at this second job that I got. No, I don't mind it. I like the second job that I got, but it's not real. It's not a career, you know? But patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show. Please go and do it. We're going to put new episodes out. We want to make things happen. I would really love for our conversations and the comedy to pay some bills. So, cause I feel like if we did that, like if we're getting money that we can like pay like the electricity bill, I'm like, yeah, that's rad. That's right. What is that face? What'd you think of?
Man, we were talking about my hair. And I started to tell you about something.
Okay.
And then I forgot to tell you about it when we were talking about it just a few minutes ago. Because you were like, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Oh. Listen, y'all, just listen to this crazy shit. You know, you tell everybody.
It's not crazy
It's
at all.
Crazy. Tell people what you're doing with your hair.
It's not crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
My roots are out of control.
Yeah.
I had a meeting this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, gosh, my roots are really bad.
Here it goes. Listen to this,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
Obviously, I didn't have time to dye my hair.
Yeah. So what did you do instead of dyeing it?
I have like, you know, eyebrow stuff. It's like, it's almost like.
You?
It's like a little tube of mascara almost, but it's for your eyebrows.
You covered up your gray hair on your head with mascara.
I mean, it matches my eyebrows, so why wouldn't it match my hair?
Of course it matches your eyebrow.
It's hair on my head. Why can't. I just used it like to touch up where you could see. I mean, I didn't cover like all my roots, but it.
For such an outgoing person who has reached this point in life where you most of the time don't care what people think, how much time did you spend coloring your hair with mascara? How long did it take?
No, like a minute. I didn't spend a lot of time.
It took a minute?
Yeah, I just did like right in the front.
And you did it today?
Yeah.
Because when you got home. And you got out of the truck. I saw you a didn't lot
do
of gray.
You didn't do a very good job. No, yeah.
You probably should have spent 3 minutes.
I only did a little bit. I wasn't going to be able to cover it all up. It's too bad. There's too much. But I was just, you know, like right here in the front. Like right, you know, like by my forehead. Yeah,
I like it. I like it where it's at right now.
So.
So, yeah, I got a job. I got a second job. And, you know, I made a decision. I was like, all right, we need some more
income. The kids
income.
Think it's amazing.
I hate that part. They think it's the greatest thing.
They think it's so cool. And they're like, can I please do that when I grow up? And I'm like,
no, you don't. Can't.
When they talk about aspiring to be a cashier at the grocery store.
I'm not
stuff,
a cashier at a grocery store.
No, I'm just saying. I'm using that as an example.
No, there's anything
they
wrong
have,
with that.
They have, no, but they're like, you know, like, hey, what are you going to do when you grow up? And they're like, I want to be a doctor or I want to work at Food Lion as a cashier. And I'm like,
they don't have context.
They don't. And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, maybe you could like work at Food Lion while you're going to school to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And I am not hating on anybody who's a cashier. No, and I do not have a college degree to my name. So I am not hating on anybody. I'm just saying,
I want, right now, this is terrible.
I want them to shoot a little.
Yeah. You're a parent.
Shoot for the moon. In case you miss, you'll land amongst the stars.
Right. That's a lot.
Thing. And I don't know if Food Lion is in the stars.
So any people listening to this show.
There's some Food Lion employees somewhere hating on me and I feel really bad.
Hey, no joke. Food Lion managers make good money. For real.
Like, I was just using Food Lion as an example. Yeah. I love Food Lion.
So, anybody that knows us personally from, like, a long time ago, you're fixing to have your mind blown on what I'm doing. I got a job at Domino's Pizza. It's not called Domino's Pizza anymore. It's just called Domino's because they have so much other stuff.
Like, that's where you were working when we got married.
Yeah.
And then not long after that because it was like, we're married now.
I have to go get a career.
So you came to work at Movie Gallery. And then it went bankrupt and closed down. Oh, man.
Man, yes. So this is a real life thing. So I used to be a manager with Domino's years and years ago. Years and years ago, 14 years ago. And I don't know. I'm kind of when it comes to pizza, I'm kind of a little nerd. Like, I like making pizzas. It's fun. I love slapping the pizzas out. And I always did the thing you're not supposed to do at Domino's where you throw it in the air. Like, you're really not supposed to do that at Domino's. But it's fun. It made me feel good inside.
Who do you think you are?
Right. Don't throw that pizza in the air. What are you thinking? But I enjoyed it. Like, it's when you're in a pizza place and you're, you know, it's like a Friday or Saturday night and it's busy. Everybody's ordering pizza. Time flies by. Time flies by.
Oh, I believe it.
So when I kind of made the decision, like, I think I need to get a second job, it wasn't even a second thought to me. I was like, I want to go make pizza. And I called and I was like, hey, I used to do this.
Oh my gosh, that phone's driving me nuts. Look at the cat.
Right. So I called.
He's like, what's wrong?
I didn't even like fill out an application. Bzz. I called a Domino's and I was like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do now. And
do you know who I am?
You know me? Do you know who I am?
I used to make pizzas 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Sucker.
A long time ago. So I made a phone call.
You don't
know me?
You don't know my life?
The manager on duty was like, yeah, our operations manager is going to be here tonight. You need to talk to him. And I talked to him and I was like, yes, I just want to do this. And he had no problem. He's like, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. Yeah.
You just really want to come make pizza? Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, like, let's be real. They're getting ready. You know, he knew what he was getting. Like, you're going to pay someone not a lot of money and they know business. Like, that's a good thing for them.
Yeah.
That I'm there. Cause I mean, I've been around the block. I know what's going on.
I got some gray in my beard.
It's not like they're hiring an 18-year-old person. It's like, I'm 37 years old. I managed this company a long time ago.
Whoa. Like, whoa. Don't be discriminating on the age challenge.
No,
okay?
But I'm just saying. The point is, they can pay me the same amount that they pay somebody with absolutely no experience, and I have a lot of experience. And I could make probably more money being like a driver, but I don't want to deliver pizzas. Like, I want to go in there and make them.
Don't want you to deliver pizzas.
I want to go make pizzas, and I've been doing it for a couple weeks now, and it's fun. It's fun. I enjoy it a lot.
Glad you're enjoying yourself.
It's a little therapeutic. I'm tired. It's not easy work. Like, it's hard work. Man, the first night, I didn't really do a whole lot. You know, I just kind of like followed the guy around and, you know, helped do some things. The second night, he looks at me, he goes, go try and make a pizza. Go slap one out. And I haven't, you're supposed to get trained to do that. But I mean, I did it a whole lot long time ago. I was nervous.
He wanted to assess your skills.
For sure. That's what happened. So I'm like, okay. And to everybody else in the store, like, wait, this dude's, he's been here 2 days. We're fixing to let him slap a pizza? And I walked over to the pizza dough and I picked the scraper up in my hand. And as soon as I did,
like riding a bike.
As soon as I did,
oh,
I was like,
oh, yeah, boy, it feels right. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah.
I am the pizza master.
That's what it felt like. I felt like I pulled the sword out of the stone. I felt like I was holding Thor's hammer.
This moment of like revelation, yeah, while like, you're looking at the pizza dough scraper.
So
like,
I grabbed the scraper.
Is my destiny.
And then I went, I don't know, it was kind of like muscle memory. Like, yeah, things just clicked. I looked down at the cornmeal. I grabbed a pinch, just like that dude, you know, the
little sprinkles
on there. And I threw it. There were people that stopped to watch. Because, I mean, like, I was brand new. Like, I'm a brand new associate. And I took that pizza out, and the dough hit the table. It hit the cornmeal. The cornmeal flew up in the air. And I flipped it. Get the cornmeal on both sides. That way, when I start sliding on the table, it's got a smooth rotation. And I put my hands on it. And as soon as I did, I was like, I remember. And I slammed that pizza out. And let me tell you, my very first pizza in 14 years, and it came out, it was even, it looked good.
Oh, you sent me a picture of it.
I did. I was proud. I was proud of it.
It was beautiful.
It's a beautiful pizza. I make a good looking pizza. I can't really pay too many bills making a good looking pizza. But I mean, it is what it is. It's a nice job. It's a good job. It's a fun job. I remember.
Didn't you make a pizza that was in a movie in Talladega Nights?
I made a lot of pizzas that were in movies, and I forgot all about that. Oh my God, what memories.
They told you not to cut them.
Yep.
They didn't want them cut.
Well, I made the pizzas for Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell and stuff like that. They filmed a lot of it in Wilmington. So this is what we had to do. I had to make the pizzas, and before I cut them, I put them in boxes and had to put them in the cooler so that they would like settle.
Yeah.
And then they cut them before the scenes. Oh yeah, those pizzas, they was cold pizza for sure. I forgot that I made those pizzas for that movie. We should watch that movie now. They're sitting around the table. We're like, we want to thank dear baby Jesus for this Domino's pizza. Those were my pizzas.
They've got like Domino's, KFC, Taco Bell.
We made
Mountain Dew.
I want to say we made like 20 or 30 pizzas for that one pizza that's in the movie. I think we fed the crew in order to get our pizza in the movie. I don't know that for sure. I wasn't a part of the
deal.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of the deal. Somebody called us and was like, make these pizzas and they better look fantastic. Like, it was a thing. Like, these pizzas need to look great. They need to look great. Do I know if my personal pizza that I made got into the movie? There's a really good chance, because we made like 30 of them and I was a part of it. There was a lot of us involved in making those pizzas. But yeah, it was my pizza. I don't care what anybody says.
I remember one time I got hired for the night at Domino's to help. Do you remember that?
I do.
Because my first job was at Pizza Hut. So
that was with Chris, right?
Yes.
I think he paid you out of the register.
Dan
did it? Dan Cook?
Barber,
yes. Dan Cook was a different. That was a different. That was the dude that looked at you and was like, "Your eyes are like the stars." Wasn't that guy?
There was some event that night.
Yep.
At the stadium.
Yep. I remember.
And
that.
Yeah, yours were having to make tons of pizzas, and I knew how to make pizzas, but I think I was just topping them. Yep. It was just like cheese and pepperoni.
He paid you out of the register.
I think you were slapping the dough.
And I love slapping the dough. Slapping the dough. Slapping the dough.
I was like, I can top pizzas.
Sure.
You can hire me.
You did good too. I was proud of you. I was like, that's my lady. It's my lady making them pizzas. Teamwork for sure. Okay. I think we need to call it for the night. This has been fun. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like my favorite thing. Not my favorite thing. It's one of my favorite things. I like you and podcasting and probably the kids after this.
Oh, man, you're awful.
All right, everybody. We don't do enough self-promotion. We need to tell a friend. Tell a friend about the show. Tell them to go listen to it. Like, subscribe, whatever this is you're listening to, whatever program you're using to listen to this podcast, subscribe to it. Go to patreon.com, be a member. But most importantly, be positive. be a positive person in a world of just angry people. But most importantly, listen to the Bob and Kate Show. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.
You've been listening to the Bob and Katie Show, a Crabcast Studio production. Edited and produced by my dad, Bob. Executive produced by my mom, Katie.
Support the show by going to patreon.com/ the Bob and Katie Show.
Don't forget to subscribe
and smash that like button.